going to be in John. Let me see. I got to check my notes. You know, whenever I'm doing worship and preaching, a lot of times I forget, like once we finish worship, that I'm the person that's giving the message. And so I'm just like, oh yeah, that's next. Okay. I mean, I'm not saying that I didn't like, you know, it's not that I'm not prepared, it's just that after the worship part, I always forget. Oh yeah, that's me. So tonight it's John 12, 44 through 50. Hey kids, Corky, you guys, y'all need to don't talk over. John 12, 44 through 50. So, who will volunteer to read tonight? Yeah, in Japanese. Okay, go ahead.
ではなく、ただためではなく、このように。 Alrighty.
So, thanks for reading. So, remember that we're following Jesus as he recently just entered into Jerusalem, and he was pretty much proclaimed by the people to be the King of the Jews. And remember, this was a big problem because the current kingdom was not Jewish, it was Roman. So nobody liked this. The Romans didn't like this, and the Jewish leaders also didn't like this because they were the leaders of the Jewish people, and Rome was the government in charge of them. So, all these guys are out to kill Jesus, and Jesus has explained over and over again how he's going to die and why he's going to die. And remember that the reason he's going to die is to bring glory to God. And in doing that, he's also saving all of us from our sins if we accept him. So, Jesus has been talking to all these people off and on, and here he is now, and he's been arguing with some people, and finally he just yells out this statement that he makes. Everybody's trying to figure out what he's doing here. You know, there's people from all over the world that are just kind of not really sure. Remember last time I talked, the Greek guys came and they're like, hey, we want to talk to this Jesus, and it was kind of confusing. And so Jesus just says, okay, look, everybody, just listen. Whoever believes in me doesn't believe in me, but believes in the one that sent me here. And so right here, Jesus is continuing this example of giving glory to God, this example for us to follow. Jesus starts talking about darkness next. And he compares himself to light. He talks about how this world is full of darkness. But like, you know, look around. Like obviously we have lights, right? And the sun, you know, pretty much covers about half the earth at a time. So really, the whole world isn't always covered in physical, in real darkness, is it?
Is it real?
You know, like it's the whole world is not nighttime all at the same time, right? Has anyone ever seen the picture taken from space where you can see the lights on Earth? Lights from cities?
あの、こう、何? 例えば、宇宙飛行士とかそうだと思うんですけど、地球を完全に外から、宇宙から
見てる、こう見た次のこの地球の姿っていうのを見たことありますよね。こうそういう写真を見たことありますよね。こう光がいっぱいあるわけですね。
So Jesus isn't talking about this kind of light, right? He's talking about a light and darkness that's inside of us.
で、イエス様がそのここで話している光っていうのはこういうそういう光じゃなくて。
It's a kind of darkness in our mind and our spirit, and it comes from not knowing God. So if you walk into a room and it's dark, and you turn the lights on, the lights make the darkness go away, right? But you can't flip, turn a switch or push a button that makes darkness, can you? You have to turn the light off.
ね。でもそれは光を消すことで暗闇を作ることはできますけど、光があるところにプッてスイッチをして暗闇を作ることはできないですよね。
Right. So darkness cannot overcome light. Light will always overcome darkness.
ということは光が支配してる。光の方が強いんです。光がなければ暗闇はできるかもしれないけど、暗闇が光をこう支配することはできません。
So,You know, Jesus is saying that He is the light. And if that darkness, if there's darkness inside of us because we don't know God, then He drives out that darkness by helping us know God. Sometimes as Christians, we will try to like close off a part of our heart, like a room in a house. Maybe we'll keep one closet closed and always keep the lights off in that part of us.
Kind of a hard.
So if you imagine Jesus comes into your life, like he's coming into your house, and you're like, Jesus, look at this house, it's my house, you know, like, come in here, make yourself at home.
ね、でちょっと想像するけど、自分の心の中に、はい、イエス様いらっしゃい、ここ、はい、私のところですよ、はい、いらっしゃい、いらっしゃいって言ってこう。
Wait, don't go in there. Don't go in that closet.
でも、あそこのちょっとお尻、ちょっと待ってください。あそこはダメですって言うんです。
And so, how do you think Jesus feels about that?
イエス様どう思うと思いますか?
And feel, you know, he wants to go in there. He wants to see everything that's in there, everything that you've put away.But, you know, it's kind of still your house in a way, so you have to let him in there.
イエス様にしてみたら、全部を知りたいんですよね。そこにこう乗せてるよう、乗けてるような部分も見たいんですけど、一応、イエス様その無理やりとかしない。もしね、みんながその迎え入れた自分が自分で開けて入れるしかないんですよね。
Because what's the point of...Almost all of the house being clean except that closet. Like, why not just clean the whole place? Get it all out. Get all the bad stuff out. So, as Christians, we are also the light of the world because we can tell people about Jesus. And actually, God's Spirit lives with us, in us, and we can tell people about that and show that to them. So, if you go out into darkness with a flashlight, you can point it at someone and you could help them find their way, right, out of the darkness.
例えばちょっと想像してほしいんだけど、暗闇の中でこう懐中電灯みたいなの持ってこうやって光を照らして、そこにこう会った人に、あ、こっちですよって言って、その人を道案内、光があれば案内することができますよね。
When I lived in Tokyo, sometimes I would get lost, and suddenly someone would come up to me and say, oh, are you lost?
で、あの、ケイラブさんご存知のように、東京に住んでたことがあるんですけど、その時にちょっとこう迷っているような様子をしてたら、どこからともなく人がやってきて、あ、あの、迷ったんですか?って言って声かけてくれたそうです。
And it was Shibuya, so there's like, you know, English speakers everywhere, and people always get lost, right? They were familiar with lost people and the way they look. And so I even figured, kind of had an idea and did an experiment, and I just pretended to look lost, even though I know where I knew where I was. I was just kind of like this. And someone would come up to me like within a couple of seconds and be like, oh, do you need help?
で、あの、ケイラさん、一度ちょっと試しに、実はね、もう道とかも知ってるんだけど、ちょっとやってみようかなと思って、こう、顔でね、ここどこかなっていうような顔をして、迷子になったような振りをしてみたそうです。そしたらやっぱりどっからともなく人がいて、迷子になったんですか?って声かけてくれたそうです。
And after I lived there for long enough,I was actually started noticing people that just had that lost look. Like they were just like a family on vacation, just like looking at a map. Where am I?
で、もうカラブさんしばらくいたので、その時にはどんな風にね、その迷子になってる人のこう様子ってわかるじゃないですか。だってこう家族とかで地図をこう広げてどこかねってってこうやって探してる様子とかがあるじゃないですかね。そういう独特なこう姿っていうのがわかりますよね。
Yeah, so people in this world that don't know God are the same way. They're lost and they look lost.
だから同じですね。神様を知らないで迷子になってる状態の人も、実際に本当に迷ってどうしていいか分かんないで迷ってるし、他の人から知ってる人から見たら、もう明らかに迷ってるんですよね。
It's because they don't have light to see by. They can't see where they're going. They're just wandering aimless, helpless, hopeless.But Christians are like those people that would come up and be like, hey, do you need help?
で、じゃあクリスチャンはどうかっていうと、その助けてくれた、ね、あの、お手伝いありますか?なんか、お手伝い、なんか、その迷子になってますか?って言って声かけた人たちのような存在です。
So why would these complete strangers come up to me and want to help me figure out where I need to go?
じゃあどうしてこの全然知らない人なのに、その人たちはその迷子になってる様子のカレブさんのところに行って、なんか手伝いましょうかって言ってくれるんですかね。全然知らない人ですよね。
優しいから。
Is that kind?
Yeah, but you know, like, would someone come up to me if they didn't know where they were either?Be like, oh, I'll show you how to go to this place, but I don't even know where I'm going. Would they do that?
例えば、全然自分も場所よく分かってないけど、あ、助けようかって、あ、ちょっとこっち来て、こっち来てって言って、道案内するとかいうことあります?
So the person knows where he's going.
That's right.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, sure, they're kind. But even just them having the knowledge, you know, to be able to help me was enough to get them to help me. Even though I don't know them, they're not going to get anything from it.
まあ、優しいっていうのももちろんその通りなんですけど、でもやっぱり道案内しましょうかっていうからには知っとかんといかんですよね。知らん、まあ、そのものすごく詳しくなくてもいいけど、せめてその人が行きたいとこ多分分かるかなぐらいのあれば、困ってる人がいたら助けようっていうふうになるんじゃないでしょうか。
So we have to ask ourselves, how are we as Christians going to sit hereWhen we know the way to God and not tell these people that are lost around us.
じゃあ同じように私たちも神様のこと知ってて道も見えるですよね、光を知ってるなのに、ここに座ったまんまそこに迷っている人がいるのに助けてない状態っていうのはどんな感じですか?
Right? Good question. So the next part of this passage says that Jesus doesn't judge our sins.
それから、2番目のところに後半に入りますけど、イエス様が来られたのを私たちを裁くためではありませんということです。
But what Jesus does is he offers us forgiveness for our sins. And he offers us a new start every day, right? Going back to thinking of our life like a house, Jesus comes in and he's like going to remodel every day. Every time we drag all that junk back into our house, Jesus is like, okay, let me get the broom and let's just sweep it out.
で、さっき言ったあの、家の話をもう一回思い出してもらったら、毎日ですね、イエス様はあの掃除屋さん、そのベンリーじゃないけど、掃除屋さんみたいにやってきて、こうかけるわけですね。で、例えばあの、まあ、カレブさんでもいいんですけど、こうもうジャンクをまたゴミをこうやって家の中に持ち込んだとしても、それをはいはいはいはいって言ってこう掃除機をかけて、また毎日きれいにしてくれるわけです。
Yeah, but we need to tell Jesus, hey, like, this is the junk in my life. Like, let's just, we need to ask Jesus to get this junk back out of our house. So if we don't ask Jesus to do that, if we don't ask him for forgiveness, then, you know, if we don't accept his gift of forgiveness by becoming a Christian, right, and living life with him, the people that don't do that, there is a price to pay for all that stuff, all that bad stuff in your house.
だからそういうふうにこう持ち込んでしまった罪とかをこうこう許し、なんていうのかな、許してもらうようにこう頼むとかお願いする、あるいはそういうふうにして、例えばまあクリスチャンにならない。
So at the end of this, Jesus says, look guys, I'm not speaking on my authority, I'm speaking on God's authority.
で、イエス様は続いて、このことを言ってるのは私のこう権威。って言ってるんじゃないんですよ。それは神様のことです。神様がおっしゃってる。その神様の権威で皆さんに伝えていますと言ってる。
And again, this is an example for us. Like, we don't speak on our own authority. You know, we are not perfect. We can't go around saying, hey, 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 you know, because we're not perfect.
で、それは私たちも一緒で、自分たちのその力というか、自分たちがそんなにパーフェクトじゃないので、それを持って、はいはいはい、そこはほら、って言えないんですよね。それはやっぱ神様のくださってる力、それを伝えてるだけです。
But we can speak on God's authority and tell people what Jesus said, right? We can speak, but we speak on God's authority and we can tell them what Jesus says. So, like I was saying, we need to tell people about Jesus, but sometimes that sounds intimidating, it sounds scary or uncomfortable. It's scary because what if they don't accept what we're saying? What if they say, eh, that's okay?
それどうして起こるかっていうと、その伝えようと思った相手が、あ、もういいって言ってこう拒絶っていうか、それ受け入れないっていう状況がやっぱり嫌なんですね。
Or what if we mess up and just like, oh no, I don't know what to say.
それとか、なんか、なんて言っていいか分かんないっていう状況になったら、それも怖いですよね。
Or what if we don't say it right or whatever. Something bad, like what if we're just not good enough.
で、あとなんか、でもこういうふうに伝えたいんだけど、ちょっとうまく言えないかもとかいう、こう、そういう迷いとかもありますね。
Well, guess what? We're not good enough. We're just not.
まあもうはっきり言って、私たちはうまくないんです。
And that's why it's good.That it's not our job to change people's minds and hearts.
それは結局私たちの力で他の人たちを信じさせるとかいうことができないから。それは神様がされることで私たちの力ですることじゃないから。
You know, why should we think that we need to change someone else's heart when our own hearts are always like, "Ooh, I want this. Ooh, I want that." Blah blah blah.
で、 その他の人の気持ちをどうやって変えるか、自分の心がまたうわあれが欲しい、これが欲しい、それがいい、それがいいって言ってる間はできないですよね。
We can't even control our own hearts.
自分の心さえ結局コントロールできてないってことですよね。
But that's because it's God's job to change people's hearts and their minds.
で、それは本当に人の心に働きかけるっていうのは本当は神様の働きなんです。
That spirit of God that lives inside of a Christian can change another person's heart and their mind.
だから私たちの心の中に神様のこの霊が住んでくださって、それが他の人に影響を与えるということです。
So the job that God gives us is to tell other people about Him.
だから私たちにできるのは神様のことをそのまま伝えるってことです。
And to tell people what God has done in our lives.
それと私たちに神様がどんなことをしてくださったかっていう経験というのを伝えるということ。
And then we pray for them and we say, okay, God, you know, I've told them about you. Now I will leave it up to you to change their heart and to change their mind.
そしてその時にちゃんと祈って、はい、まあ、神様、私ちゃんと自分でこうやって自分のできる範囲のことで伝えました。あとのその後その人に心にどういうふうに働きかけるかはもうあなたのされることですって言ってこう任せる。
Yeah, so teaching people about God, teaching people about Jesus, about the Bible, that's the job of the Christians.
だからそのここに書かれてる聖書に書かれてることとか神様のことを伝える、それを教えたりするのがクリスチャンの役割です。
So we saw again that Jesus, he said that, okay, I'm not here to judge the world, but I'm here to save the world.
で、ここで、また、私は裁くために来たんではありません。救うために来たのですって言われて。
But the Bible does say that there will be a day when Jesus returns, and that is when he will judge the world.
でも、聖書に書いてあるのは、またイエス様が戻ってこられる日があるっていうね。でもその時は、裁きがあるという点。
And it also says that at that time Jesus will end this world.
で、その時はなんとこの世を終えると。
So until then, we as Christians need to be busy with the example that Jesus set for us, which is teaching people about Him, about the Bible, about God.
だからその日が来るまで、私たちクリスチャンはイエス様がこう霊を示してくださったように。
So let's pray and we'll be done for today. Jesus, thank you for this message that you've given us in your Bible. I pray that we would continue a practice of allowing you to take all the junk out of our lives. And I pray that also we would stay busy with showing people the way to you, showing them the light.
であなたを指し示していく作業、それから人に道を示していくということを私たちができるように導いてください。
And thank you for letting us take comfort in the fact that you are the one that changes their hearts and minds, and we get to be there to tell them about it.
であなたが他の人の心を変えてくださる。私たちができるのはそのあなたのことを伝えるだけでいいということに本当に感謝します。
So we love you and thank you so much for being so patient with us.
あなたがそうやって忍耐強くあってくださること本当にありがとうございます。
In your prayer, amen.
ありがとうございます。お知らせ。